Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In my first few years as a priest, I would go down to a mission to say Mass on Sundays, and as I was driving through the town I was in, I'd always go by a Seventh-day Adventist church, and for a while they had this big banner out in front of the church with the picture of this statue from Daniel on it. It did look rather frightening and impressive. And they said, "We're going to explain what exactly this means." So they would, I assume, identify what each of the kingdoms would be. And this is a very ancient practice among those who comment on sacred scripture, which kingdom is which. And to tell you the truth, other than the first one, which is the Nebuchadnezzar, the gold one, and the second one, which is the kingdom of the Persians, the silver one, we don't know. It could be the third one was Alexander the Great, sometimes people say, well, it's the Roman Empire, or it's this, or it's that. We don't know. What it is trying to tell us is that there will be a kingdom, followed by a kingdom, followed by another kingdom, followed by another kingdom. And then something really remarkable, which is the focus of this, which is not the statue. It's what? It's the rock. The rock, which is not made by man, not hewn by any human hand, that grows and covers the whole earth after it destroys these kingdoms. That, I can tell you exactly what it is. Not a sneeze. It is the church. The church is the rock made not by human hands that will grow and displace every other kingdom and will live forever. That we know for certain. And it gives us a little lesson about prophecies. We usually focus on the minutiae, which is, what does this mean, or what does that mean, or is it now, or was it in the past, or is it in the future? While we miss the major point, which is that God wins. You want to know the point of almost all prophecy? God wins. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.